following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, now it's time for a sports wrap from sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, Rob Parker. Here we go, Rob Parker. All right, Parker. Week 16 today. It's underway. It's going. It's moving. It's happening in Indy, in the Midwest region. By the way, I knew that going in. I just wanted to play with you. Michigan leads Tennessee 18-16. All five starters have scored at least 3 points so far for the Wolverines of John Beilein in this one. Long way to go. There's about 11 and a half to play in the first half. Michigan trying to get to that Elite Eight for the second year in a row. Win their 10th of their last 11, so they're on that streak. And Tennessee was a first four. They're going already for their fourth win in the tournament. 18-16, Michigan leads first half at Indianapolis. Kentucky-Louisville will follow this game. East Region at New York City, Madison Square Garden. First time in over 60 years. NCAA tournament game at MSG. Michigan State doesn't play well in New York. They'll try to reverse that tonight. Takes on one-seed Virginia right around 10 o'clock. Brandon Dawson and the crew. Tom Izzo, can he make it happen? 2-6 is lifetime record in games played at New York. First half just underway for Iowa State and UConn in that East region in New York. And the Huskies have a two-point lead. NBA at the Palace. It's Bad Boys reunion night. Just getting started. Miami and the Pistons. They'll honor the 25th anniversary of that Bad Boys team at halftime. Wings are in Toronto tomorrow. Both have 80 points with less than 10 games to play. That's that magic 80 right now in the NHL Eastern Conference. Baseball exhibition in Lakeland. Last one at Joker Marchant. The Tigers beat Tampa 6-3. Ian Kinsler, V-Mart, and AJ all had two hits. Alex Avila's first homer of the spring. Jabba Chamberlain started. The game pitched one inning, and then Brad Ausmus just kind of rolled out some guys to pitch one inning each. Ian Kroll, Al Albuquerque, and Phil Koch. But they end up winning the game 6-3. They go to 15-12 in the spring games. Last one is tomorrow at Vieira, Florida, against the Nationals before heading north on opening day on Monday versus the Royals. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other NHL. Vincent LeCavalier's 16th of the season has given Philadelphia a 1-0 lead on Toronto. Flyers taking on those Leafs tonight. Pittsburgh and Columbus, no score in the first. Other games start later. NBA, Bobcats over the Magic already in the second, 30-16 in Orlando. Celtics and Raptors tied at 20 in the first. Wizards have a 2-point lead on the Pacers. That also in the first. PGA Tour Texas Open round two, just 2 weeks before the Masters. Steven Bowditch with a 67. He's at 8-under par. That's a one-shot lead. Phil Mickelson trying to make the cut after his horrid 77 yesterday. He's right now on the course on 15 at +4. The cut line right now is +2. Phil might not even make it to the weekend at the Texas Open. Serena Williams versus Li Na in the women's tennis finals tomorrow in the Sony Open at Key Biscayne. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Our number, 248-848-1130. We talked Bad Boys at the start. Now I want to get to Cabrera because we thought we had covered everything there was possibly around to cover on Miguel Cabrera's big deal yesterday.
Well, it's official now. I mean, they had the big press conference today, but...
And what it was, his quote was, "I'm so happy to be in Detroit. This is a very special day for the Cabreras." Very special. You know what? Someone gives me $30 million a year. It's a very special day for the Cabrera household. No question about it. Of course he wants to be in Detroit. I'd want to be anywhere that gave me $30 million per. Take it, sold, got the T-shirt.
Everybody, however, isn't that happy. How about that?
Rob, you know what? My head will spontaneously combust. If I hear anybody else, I'll get my thing in because I can't take it. I mean, you can see right now, hello, I can't take it. I don't know what people don't get about the business of sport.
How about business in America? How about that, Mark? How about business in America?
Fine. It's all the same, whether you sell sandwiches or you play baseball. If you open up a sandwich shop, why do you open the shop, Rob?
To make money.
So if I found the greatest sandwich maker in the history of mankind, and I had to have him, and all I'm paying my other sandwich guys is minimum wage. Do you think the greatest sandwich maker in the history of mankind is going to settle for minimum wage?
No, he's not.
You're going to give him whatever you got to give him. whatever he's willing to take to make sandwiches for you.
For him to be happy and for him to do a good job, correct?
Bring in the customers. They love the sandwiches. He's got the Mac Daddy vibe going, he or she. So you say to yourself, fine, I'll pay you. You're worth it. I can actually tangibly find what you bring to the table. Guess what? You may not believe this. Research is done. I know it's hard to fathom. Baseball teams, like any other business, does research. Rob, when you sell, you have a hot dog place and you have a haircut place.
What?
Did you just fling the doors open and don't you just fling them open? You've done some due diligence.
Yes, you got to know what
you know
sells
your clientele.
And clientele and why you're in the business to do what you're doing.
The Detroit Tigers, I'm going to tell you this. I know Dave Dombrowski have done their due on this. They know what Miguel Cabrera's worth is to this franchise today, tomorrow, and for a wacky number of years to come, however long it is. Now, of course, if he went down in a heap tomorrow, it would be the worst thing that ever happened.
Well, I mean, people are trying to equate it to the Albert Pujols. He gets the 10-year deal. He leaves St. Louis. He goes to Anaheim, and he's been hurt. You can't knock a guy for being hurt. It's not like he went over there, was healthy, and was terrible.
I just want to put it in these terms. But I want to put it in these terms to the people listening. What's the skin off your nose how much they pay or how many years it goes? There's no cap in this game.
I don't get it. I don't know why, but I understand. And I've heard around baseball, GMs are upset because it sets the bar higher for paying other players. That's why they're upset.
But didn't we know that the game had changed to the point where it was going to be 10 and 300 or right around there? That was the next deal after the A-Rod deal and after the Pujols deal and even after Kershaw and those guys. The next big deal was can I do this real quick?
Wait a minute, but part of their issue, Mark, is one thing.
What?
Why now? There's 2 years left on his contract. Why now?
It's a great question.
Why now?
Great question.
You know why, and I know why.
Great question. Here's the answer. It's kind of twofold, maybe even threefold. Number one, you just had a complete debacle with Max Scherzer. Absolute complete debacle. I mean, it couldn't have worked out worse. Guy's still going to pitch here. You think he's going to be booed. I mean, you're telling me he's going to be booed maybe more than cheered.
No, I just said he will
be
booed.
Okay, we even had that discussion yesterday here on The Fan. And by the way, you can see us on ParkerTheMan.com. I haven't even mentioned that yet. ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You can watch as well as listen to the radio show. And then it's all archived on WDFN.com when we're done. So if you didn't hear it the first time, you heard it the second time. So that's number one. The second reason is this. The money was already budgeted. It didn't matter. They made a decision that they wanted this guy to be happy and long-term locked up. He might have a stinkerino of a few months every now and then. He might not hit 44 home runs and win an MVP, but he's going to be a damn good player and probably for a long time. You're too caught up, Eric, on 10 years. You're too caught up. Stop being so caught up in 10 years. Because in baseball, you know what they do? They give out lifetime achievement awards in the form of cash and years. That's what they give. That's what you get for being in that business. They hand that out. Grant, I'm gonna.
How hard is the business, Mark? Wait a minute. How hard is it? You can succeed 3 out of 10 times and you're a great player. That's how hard it is.
You go to the Hall of Fame,
right?
3 out of 10.
That's how hard it is.
All right. This is my best example for young guys like EP sitting right. I'll use him because I'm looking right at you and all you people too. Rob, have you already heard this number too? You just said the GMs were all in a tizzy. Ooh, there's some GMs in a tizzy. Ooh, I'm in a tizzy. A lot of people are saying this. What did you say it was? That this sets another precedent, another level? Baseball has always done it. I'll give you an example. Before the 1908 season, Honest Wagner was going to retire. The Pittsburgh Pirates and their owner doubled his salary because people came to see Honest Wagner play. This is before his baseball card was bought by Gretzky for an unbelievable $1.5 million. Wagner was paid $10,000 per year until he retired in 1917. The average individual income at that time?
$500.
$807. That was going to kill the game when they gave Honest Wagner $10,000 a year. Going to kill it. Let's go to the next one.
Let's go Babe Ruth.
In 1922, Babe Ruth signed a 3-year deal for $52,000 a year. It was the first time that you could say he signed a 3-year, $156,000, not million, $156,000 deal. Baseball was in an uproar.
The game is over.
It's over. Took it to another level. He earned more than the president. Remember that number?
And when somebody asked him about it, what did he say?
I had a better year.
Than the president. Just that simple.
You make more than Herbert Hoover. Well, I had a better year. Herbert Hoover was the president of the United States of America.
I thought he was a vacuum cleaner.
Getting all choked
up. Are you
all
right? You're verklempt. Are you all right?
Getting my thing going. All right. That was good. Did baseball die, Rob Parker?
No, it did not.
Okay. 1947. Again, the Pirates had to talk a guy out of retirement. Maybe you've heard of him. He played a few years in Detroit. His name was Hank Greenberg. Played here. Hit 58 homers in a year. Set the, you know, he's setting records. He's trying to get to Ruth. He agreed. The owner did, John Galbraith of the Pirates, to make Greenberg, this is true, wasn't DiMaggio, Greenberg the first $100,000 a year player. What was baseball like, Rob? Tell me.
What do you mean?
What happened when Greenberg signed the $100,000?
Oh, the game was over. It was all done.
It was over. General manager.
What are they doing? Right. What are they doing? It's all over.
That Galbraith is killing the game.
It's going to kill the game. What is he doing giving up all that money?
From 1947 till around the time when Curt Flood came in, baseball stayed pretty standard. The salaries weren't that great. Guys had to have off-season jobs.
The famous Branch Rickey when he was with the Pirates, Mark? And Ralph kind of won the home run thing, what was it, 4 years in a row or something?
Yeah.
And the Pirates finished in last place, but Ralph kind of won the home run hitting, led the league in home runs, went in for a raise. And Branch Rickey said to him, "He's not doing it. We're not giving you a raise. We finish in last place with you. We can finish in last place without
you." That's
kind
of where that phrase comes from, yes. If we can finish in last with you, we can finish in last without you.
So you don't get a raise.
There was no negotiation.
Mark, Mickey Mantle, after the year he had the Triple Crown, the next year, obviously you can't repeat a Triple Crown, right? I mean, it's almost impossible. Got a pay cut. Well, you didn't have as great of a year as you had last year.
You didn't do it again, Mick. This is how baseball has always handled itself, and at various times, people have always said, well, you know, it's not fair, it is fair, it's too much. Baseball, because of antitrust legislation, because of the fact that baseball can't really be sued by anybody for any reason, although Bill Clinton tried to do that number, and staying away from hard salary caps or caps of any kind, they run their own thing. Don't get so upset over it. I'll give you another example. 1972, Henry Aaron signs a contract, pays him $200,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
This is just on the cusp of free agency, right before it. What happened, Rob? What did they say about Aaron's $200?
Yep. The death of baseball. Unbelievable. What are they doing? They're giving away too much money. I can't believe one guy's making that kind of money.
Then comes the Flood thing. Then comes Messersmith and McNally.
Messersmith made $1 million, right?
Well, the big one was when the Yankees, here come the Yankees.
Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter. Rob, it was on New Year's Eve, 1974. He signs a 5-year, $3.75 million deal. That's 600 plus grand. That was heresy in baseball. What's Steinbrenner thinking? He's only owned the team for a year. What's he doing?
Remember, he bought the team for $10 million, and here he is giving up a $5 million contract to one guy.
One guy. Catfish Hunter went from making like $81,000 to $625,000 in one fell. Unheard of in the history of baseball. What was going to happen, Rob?
Going to be the end of baseball.
You want to go to 79? Nolan Ryan. Although, the word is Dave Parker was really the first million-dollar player, but the Pirates did not want to make it look like they gave him $1 million, so they fudged the numbers.
Did they really?
Dave Parker's officially the first. You always heard Nolan Ryan was the first? Mm-mm. Pirates Dave Parker was the first. But I'll hold to Nolan. Nolan Ryan was given a, 4-year, $4.5 million deal. Rob, what was going to happen to the game?
End of the game.
End of it. Now a player was going to average $1 million? This wasn't 1880. This was just 1980. Keep going on. I could do this forever. You get to the first Cecil Fielder, is that $9 million? The first $10 million player was who?
Dave Winfield.
Albert Bell. It was actually the first $10 million.
Even when Winfield, wasn't this $25
million? Winfield became the highest paid player in ball when he signed a 10-year, $15 million deal. It wasn't the money, it was the years.
Right.
Oh, my. EP, they gave Dave Winfield 10 years. Rob, what was going to happen to the game?
Game's over.
Over. Winfield
got
10.
What they're going to do. It's all over.
How can you possibly give Dave? He'll be an old crotchety man by that time. Baseball can't survive
he only,
that.
He only played to be 40. What did he play, 42 or 3?
43.
Yeah. And won a World Series at the end.
He actually made it through that contract, I mean, and then some. He signed another one. That was the first eight-figure deal, though, in the history of the game at that time. George Foster was the first $2 million-year player.
With the Mets, right, when he left the Reds.
Right. The first $15 million-year player was Manny Ramirez, I believe. Because, we've only been doing the $10 million-plus since 97. 17 years of hard $10 million-plus for these guys. This didn't start. It's just started 17, which is a long time now, 17 years.
Almost 20, right.
Then, of course, A-Rod with the deal, and then so here we go.
Same thing. Texas, what are they doing?
Rob, how's baseball doing today?
So healthy, Mark. Mark, never been healthier.
Rob, how will it do when the Mickey contract's over?
Never been healthy. It'll be just making money. It prints money. Prints money.
If I said anything out of school, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Michigan is up 41-28 right now in Tennessee with about 2:50 to play in the first half at Indianapolis. So it's 41-30 now. So it's an 11-point lead. They've been in about that 10 mark now. Michigan looks like they want to try pulling away, but Tennessee's hanging tough. We'll have all the scores for you coming up in sports wrap time, including Connecticut and Iowa State. And I'll just tell you that UConn is up, starting to pull away there a little bit. Ed, hang tight. We'll get to you. But first, let me tell you, and you all know it, you're driving around on the weekend coming up here. It's Friday. You're hoping to have a nice time out and about, and you hit up another bump, another pothole, another crater, resulting in a broken ball joint or a tire rod, whatever, front wheel out of alignment. That's just, it's a mess. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to the potholes and those craters, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and the guaranteed lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert, that's Xpert, Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine and transmission. And be sure to mention two handsome devils.
That would be Parker and the Man. And Mark, not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you right then and there. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Mike, great guy in the room. Go see him. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo!
Go get Expert Car Care.
.43-32 now, Michigan, over the Tennessee Vols. Phil Garner, I bet you's watching his Vols. Former Tiger manager, loves his Vols. Rocky Top, Rocky Top.
We love Phil Garner.
Rocky Top, Tennessee. Yes, I'm singing it because I'm a Spartan and I don't want the Wolverines to win. Did I say that?
Did I do that?
What's up, Ed? Ed in Dearborn on Sports Night with Parker and Amanda back on the Fan.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Appreciate it. How you, Ed?
I'm awesome. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great.
Hey, I can't agree with you more about this Cabrera stuff because all I heard all day long was how much money it was, how many years it is. But can people just get with the fact that the best player in baseball is going to be here for 10 years? He's not going to be in New York. He's not going to be in L.A. He's not going to be somewhere else. He's going to be here.
And you know how you get that guy to stay? You got to pay him. There's a, right? Yes. You got to pay him.
You know, my beer is going to go to $12 a beer, and my Coke's going to go to $10. My tickets are going to go up $5, but so what?
Hey, Ed.
This version of Hank Aaron.
You're right. There's always collateral damage. There's residual effects from signing big players, but unless you want to – do you remember 2003?
Wasn't that long ago.
Do you want 119 losses again?
You just brought up Phil Garner.
That's right. It was not
shiver down my spine.
You know, it wasn't –
well, actually, it was Allen.
It was Allen Trammell during 2003.
Right.
That was Allen's first year. But you remember that. It was yesterday, pretty much. It feels like it.
When they put all those scrubs out there and expected you to pay your hard-earned money to go watch them.
I remember 96 after Sparky left and Buddy Bell came in, and Omar Olivares was your leading win guy as a pitcher with 8. You had your leading win guy on the mound that you had 8 wins.
Yeah, people just needed to worry about the bullpen instead of worrying about Cabbie. He'll be all right.
And you know what? Ed, we're about...
Hope he doesn't get as big as Willie Horton by the last 2 years of it, and he'll be fine.
There you go.
I heard something about Willie Horton. What did he say?
I said, I hope he doesn't get as big as Willie Horton.
Oh,
by the last
Willie? Oh.
Well, he's going to get bigger. You could guarantee
well,
that.
Well, look at Miggy 10 years ago, Miggy today. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. Miggy was a stick when he first started.
Hey, Rob, we'll see you opening day somewhere down there. And you guys, again, welcome back. Keep up the good work, and we'll be listening.
Ed, you know that. And just keep listening. Of course, we're going to do our baseball preview, of course, coming up, too. That's my guy on Twitter, Ed. He's always hitting me up.
I wanted to say something else he was saying about Cabrera, and it is suspect. There is no doubt that with two full years left on a deal before the other one kicks in. But have you ever had one of those, Rob, where someone's come to you? You know, baseball doesn't rip up contracts, all right? You continue
no
forward.
No such thing.
Right. Doesn't see, someone said, then just it doesn't work. That's not how baseball is.
It's
That's
an eight-year extension.
Correct.
I mean, they could say it's a 10-year contract. It's an eight-year extension.
So if you really have a jiggy for a guy like Miggy, what you want to do is you want to say, look, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now.
We'll do it live.
Okay, Bill
That's
O'Reilly.
That's what Dave Dombrowski said to me.
I want to do it. I got the money. I feel. Have you ever had? I've had that. They didn't have to like come to me, and they did.
Make it happen.
Do you know what they call that? They call that sometimes life has its little bonuses. We're not all treated the same. That's life.
You don't want to wait. You say, you know what? We want Wilson now. Let's not mess around with it. Let's go get a new deal done.
And he might lose it some point, but we're willing to take that chance.
Right.
It's worth the money for me. But this is not done without thought.
And then a couple years later, they asked the security guard to walk you out.
Escorted me out of the building.
Or ask you for.
And not return again.
And ask you for your key and clicker.
And your key and clicker. But that's there's a lot of similarities like that in many businesses where some guys are treated some way and other guys are treated less. That's just life. I don't know what you don't know. I don't know what you don't get, even as suspected as it is. We're going to do our basic. We can keep going with this a little bit.
Now, we also want people to chime in as we talk about baseball. We'll talk about the Tigers, what we predict for them. We'll break down all of baseball, the different teams, where teams are going to finish, who's going to be on our World Series and the playoffs and the whole nine yards.
You have your World Series pick, Rob?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I do, too.
Yep.
Is it the Detroit Tigers? Don't tell us. It's a tease. 8 o'clock hour coming up next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. Back on the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.